Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art Show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinnock. Today on the show, I have a good friend of mine, Aaron Dowd. He is a podcaster and an audio engineer pro. He goes by the name, The Podcast Dude.
Yo!
Yo!
How you doing, man?
What's going on?
Dude, loving life right now.
Look at you, looking all official.
I got I'm a podcaster, man. What can I say? So these are some Sennheiser HD600 headphones, which I love, 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 love. I got them for mixing music. But man, just everything from listening to music to mixing stuff is just so good.
All right, so let's kick it off. First question. Hey, when did Aaron Dowd get into music? What age? When did this whole journey start?
Woo! We got to go all the way back. it started way, way back when I was a little kid riding around with my mom and my dad in this van that we had. And they'd play tapes in the tape deck. And I was just like, man, this music thing is rad. So my mom really taught me a lot when I was growing up, giving me piano lessons when I was like 5. Grew up like singing. Dude, we used to have to. So I come from a big family. Like I have 9 siblings. And my mom did this thing where she would take us to old folks' homes and we would sing for the old people for like an hour. Wow. Like once a month. Once a month or once every 2 weeks. So I got this I got to perform for it, dude. I don't know if you've ever performed for the elderly. That's a hard crowd, man. Like they my mom was always like, no, they really enjoy it. They love it. And you could see that sometimes, but the rest of the times they'd just be sitting over here, sitting in a chair, just like, and you'd be over here singing. We were over here singing like hymns and stuff. So when I was 12 years old, we were going to this church in Pennsylvania, Indiana, Pennsylvania, where we lived. And dude, there was this beautiful girl there. Her name was Sarah. And I'm not going to say her last name because if you Google her, her full name, she was actually in a band that did pretty well about 10 years ago. Got like signed to Disney's record label and did a bunch of touring, like ended up touring with Miley Cyrus before she was Miley Cyrus, whatever. I was like 12 or 13. She was 12 or 13. And I just thought she was like the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen. And she was taking drum lessons. And there's this dude at the church, like this older, like probably like mid-30s, used to be like he was like a metal drummer in the, I don't know if he was metal, but probably like some kind of rock when he was younger. And he was great, man. He was a great drummer and he had these electronic drums. And so she was taking lessons. So I was like, all right, I'm kind of dorky at this point in my life. Like, I'm a little chunky 12-year-old. And I was like, if I want to impress this girl, because I got a massive crush on her. If I want to impress her, I can take some drum lessons, right? And I can impress this girl. She ended up liking this dude she liked this dude that played guitar, but whatever. but back up just a little bit. Before that, I tried guitar, I tried bass, and they didn't really feel right. When I sat down to play drums, dude, it just felt right. It was like, oh, this is my instrument. Like, this makes sense. I get what I'm supposed to do. It feels awesome. I want to keep doing it. I want to do more of it. So that was a start, man. And then from there, it was pretty standard stuff, like learning covers, like listening to songs on the radio, playing along with them with headphones, being in like bands when I was in a teenager, like rock bands. You know, we ripped off Nirvana and all that kind of stuff. And then eventually like experimental music, experimental rock and punk rock in my late teens and early 20s. And it just never stopped. Like I still freaking love music, and I there's something about making sound, especially making sound with other people, that has always been a passion of mine.
Awesome, like dude, that story is insane.
that's the story, man. That's
so
the story.
Like, I know you're not doing drums like on a regular basis right now.
Well, I actually kind of am, man.
Are
you? So I'm still playing in a punk rock band called Not Half Bad, and we just finished writing a new record. I've been with them for about 3 years now, since 2014, and we just finished writing a new record. We're about to go into the studio to record it, 10 or 12 songs. We actually have like a 3-week tour plan for June coming up in a couple of months. So yeah, I mean, Well, I don't play as much as I used to. In an ideal world, I'd be able to sit down two or three times a week and just jam for an hour or two, practice, play along with records, try to learn new records, you know, stuff like that. Lately, I've been really busy with all the podcasting stuff. But man, we still practice once a week for an evening. We still play shows, you know, not as much as we used to because we've been focusing on writing the album. But we are playing shows a couple times a month. Nothing. It's not full time right now.
Right.
But yeah, I'm still involved in it.
So how did you jump from being this aspiring drummer because you had a crush on a girl to to being the podcast dude?
Dude, man, it is kind of a long story, but I'll try to tell it pretty quickly. All right, so yeah, so I had a crush on this girl, 12, 13. That's why I started playing drums. Throughout my teens, the next 5 years from like 12 to 17, 18, all I wanted to do was be a professional drummer, right? Like that was a dream. But man, like when I got 17, 18, like I fell in love with my first girlfriend, and that relationship didn't work out, and it just crushed me, man, because like I was just, you know, you know how teenagers are. You just think that this person is like going to be your person. It's going to be happily ever after. And then they break up with you and they go out with somebody else. And you're just like, why? It's just way too dramatic. So I took it really hard, man. And I just like, I got into smoking cigarettes and then got into drinking and then into smoking weed. And by the time I was 21, man, my life was just kind of a wreck. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was just really hard on myself in a bad way. So I did a lot of self-destructive things. Mm. And I woke up one day and I was just like, man, my life kind of sucks. Like this can't be it, right? Like I don't have to stay in this bad place forever. So I started thinking about ways, because I took a year or two of college and it just was, I was doing music in college and it just wasn't working out because I'm a drummer. I don't know anything about music. No, I'm just kidding. that's the joke, right? Like drummers aren't musicians. But I finished a year of music theory, but I didn't want to be a teacher. I just wanted to play shows. You know, I just wanted to make music with my friends and play shows. But like where I was, so where I live in Fort Worth, Texas, not a huge music town. I was 30 minutes outside of the city. So I was in a little college town and I didn't know a lot of people that were making a living playing music. And it didn't seem possible to me. So I started thinking about it. I was like, man, I don't want to be broke my whole life. I don't want to be having to live with my parents or work. At the time I was working at a really terrible automotive parts factory. I was making spark plug boots, like these big machines. It was hot, like working a lot, like it was tiring work. I wasn't getting paid that much. Like it just sucked. And I was like, there's gotta be some way I can make money and still like be a touring musician. So I went to Google and I just typed in like how to make money from a laptop, or like how to make money while traveling or something like that. And this stuff came up about making websites or doing graphic design or running your own business or something. I was like, I don't know what any of this means, but I'm going to figure it out. Like I'm going to try it. I'm going to figure it out. So I started listening to podcasts. I started reading books, articles online, like watching videos, you know, all this stuff, just trying to learn what it means to like be a web developer or a designer or anything to where I could just do work on a computer, get paid, not have to go to an office or to a job or work at fast food or whatever. So, man, I got okay at it. Like I learned how to put together a website and like how to do a little bit of basic graphic design, you know, just amateur stuff.
Gotcha.
But I was listening to a ton of podcasts. Around that same time, I was like, you know what, since me and my friends, we don't have much money and we want to record songs, I was like, I can buy a microphone like this one I have right now. I can buy a little audio interface and get a little computer and I can record some songs. Like maybe someday I could be an audio engineer. Like how cool would that be?
Right.
So I was reading books, reading tutorials, listening to podcasts. And I started noticing that like a lot of the podcasts I listened to, some of them sounded really good and some of them sounded really bad. And like some of the shows that I really enjoyed sounded really bad. And I was like, man, it's like they don't know how to use a microphone or they don't know how to do any kind of editing in their program. And because I'd loved podcasts so much, I'd met some dudes online and we're just like, hey, podcasts are cool. We should start a podcast. So we started a podcast and it was terrible, but I learned how to record. I learned how to get a show into iTunes. I learned how to do the editing and all that stuff. So at this point I was looking around at all these shows I was listening to, and one of the shows that was about web design was really good, called The Shop Talk Show. And it was a really good show as far as content goes, but as far as quality, it was really bad. they didn't that like they were it was one of those shows where they'd be talking to someone and then the Skype call would drop and then it'd take them like 5 minutes to get back to talking what they were talking about because they were like, oh, the Skype's down. Can you call the person back? What's going on here? Sorry, folks, technical difficulties. And I'm just over here like, oh, my gosh, are you serious? Like, just and then sometimes somebody would call in and they'd be like way quieter than the other people and you couldn't hear them. And I'm just like, this is awful. So I love the guys, though. So I sent him an email. I was like, hey, I know a little bit about this editing thing. Maybe I can help you out. Like, would you want help editing your show? And they were like, yeah, how much money do you want? And I was like, oh, snap. Like, someone's going to pay me money for that. I was like, I don't know how much money. I was just like, I just wanted to have a good show to listen to. But so they started paying me just a little bit of money. But it was like, dude, I'm doing it. You know, it's like I'm making money from a computer. This is awesome. And then they told someone about me. They were like, one of their friends who was making a podcast about it was about being creative and all that stuff. They were looking for someone to edit their podcast. And so these other guys sent that dude to me. They were like, hey, this dude Aaron edits podcasts. And I get this email one day and it's like, hey, so-and-so told me that you edit podcasts. Would you like to edit mine? And I was like, I think I might have something here. So they're like, we have these questions. I'm like, all right, cool. So they asked me some questions about this and that. I wrote a response and then I was like, maybe I should put this on a website. So I created this super simple Squarespace site that was like, hey, hire me to edit your podcast. Like I can put it together. I can upload it to your website, all this stuff. I'll charge you $100, whatever. I don't know. And I just figured it out over the course of a couple of years. People kept asking me questions. I kept making blog posts, tutorials, like YouTube videos on it. And it just spiraled out of control to eventually I met my friend Sean McCabe, who's a hand lettering artist. That's how we know each other. He wanted to start a podcast. I was at some meetup in Austin and one of my other friends that this dude I knew from the internet was like, hey, you got to meet this dude, Sean. And I was like, all right. He's like, Sean wants to start a podcast. I'm like, cool. So we were talking about gear and talking about like what the show's going to be about. And eventually like he did so well with an online course that he made. He was like, hey, I want to do more podcasting stuff. And also you're just a cool dude. Would you like to come work for my company? You can work from home. You can just help me make podcasts and do writing and all this other stuff. I was like, man, that sounds awesome. Because I did freelancing for like 2 years as a freelance podcast editor, and it was amazing, but it was really hard, and it was hard to keep track of all the the invoices going out, and like this client needs that, and that client needs that. I had like 10 different people emailing me every day, and it was just crazy. And I was like, all right, I'm ready to step back and just mainly focus on doing work for this one dude, for these other guys that are part of the company that are my friends. It's a good time. So Sean Weston is the name of that company. If anyone wants to check it out, it's really cool. So yeah, that's man, I just kind of like accidentally fell into it because I was just trying to learn how to make money so I could support myself while I was traveling.
Friggin' awesome, man. Awesome. Crazy. Story. It is crazy. Because otherwise I wouldn't have known you.
Right.
Right. Awesome. So you're working for Sean full time right now, right? Yeah. You're the podcast guru, right?
Yeah, sure. I like the podcast dude because it's a little less, what is the word? Not presumptuous. Anyway, it sounds a little less fancy and just like the podcast dude, right? Because I'm from California originally, so I'm kind of laid back. I'm chill.
And it fits you. The actual name fits you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I know it hasn't always been easy, right?
No. Always been easy, but it's always been pretty awesome.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good, and that's the cool thing about being a part of Sean West is that it changed perspective and changed mindset. So even when things don't go that right, you kind of your perspective changes the outlook on everything.
Yeah, man, I've been through some hard times, like really, really hard stuff. And now it's easier, you know, like I've never had a physical beat down, but I imagine that once you have, then like somebody like pushing you doesn't seem like such a big deal, but that's kind of how it feels in my life sometimes. Like because I went through the, you know, times where I was like, I had you know, I was 10 grand in debt because of some dumb choices I'd made, or like I had $20 to last me a whole week, you know, trying to buy food and all this stuff, or I didn't have a car because my car was so old and it had broken down and my parents couldn't help me out, and I'd messed up my credit so I couldn't get like a loan or anything. You know, it's like after you go through these kind of hard times where you're really poor or you're just like you don't have a lot of options, situations feel a lot easier, where it's a lot easier to handle, like, oh, maybe I'm just not feeling my work today. It's like, oh, come on, like, stop complaining, man. Like, you're not feeling it today. Oh, you only got 6 hours of sleep last night instead of eight. Poor me. You know, it's like I stay optimistic, and I always try to stay grateful for all the good things that I have in my life, because I am extremely fortunate and I am really blessed. So
awesome. 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 So
mindset thing.
Who is in Aaron's circle? Who are those top five, top three people that you would consider your support system?
Man, it's kind of hard to say. Definitely Sean McCabe. So my dude Sean is super rad, and he's always been really supportive and really understanding of me and like what I want to do. And he doesn't ever give me crap for being me and being as weird as I am. He's just always been like super helpful, and I love that dude. Besides that, obviously, I got to thank my parents, even though they were scared for me in my younger days, because they were like, we don't know what this dude's doing. It seems like, because I didn't really do college, they thought that was the way to be successful. And I was like, that's not going to work for me. And they're like, you're going to be poor your whole life. And I'm like, I'll figure something out. Don't worry about it. But I know it was hard for them. And they did have my back when I needed them. Even though they gave me a lot of crap sometimes, they were like, man, maybe you should go get a real job. And I was like, well, you know, maybe. definitely my parents, I have a super awesome girlfriend now, Diana, that is just really supportive and really rad. And she's a lot like me, but then also she's also not a lot like me in certain ways. And so I'm learning that I'm too hard on myself and other people sometimes, and I need to relax a little bit. And just enjoy life and be grateful and be present in the moment more often. So that's been really cool. I got an also awesome roommate, Matt Lucas, who runs a cool print shop here in Fort Worth. We met at the Sean West Conference last year and just hit it off. And like he's super smart and just has a lot of really good things to say all the time. Beyond that, man, like the people in the Sean West community are super rad. The guys in my band are a lot of fun. Really, some of my biggest influences and the biggest help has come from people who make stuff online, people who write blog posts and who write books and make videos just sharing what they know. I don't think I'd be here if it wasn't for the generosity of those people putting out content and writing books and sharing stuff, because it really gave me the inspiration and the idea and the knowledge to go from where I was and what I was doing to having this new kind of life and doing all these new things and meeting all these new people. So yeah, man, I think that's really like the circle of who has helped me get here to today.
Sounds good, man. It sounds great. So let's talk about the course. I know you got a course coming out. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay. So the course is called Successful Podcasting. And this is a course for people who want to learn how to be good at podcasting, who want to make a great podcast, want to make some money with a podcast, who want to, like, it is a lot to learn. And I know that because I've been doing it and helping people do it for years now. And a couple years ago, I sat down and I was like, I should do a course about this. And I procrastinated for a long time because, one, I was busy with client work, and two, I just knew how big of a course it would be. But last year, I finally decided, I was like, you know what, 2016 is going to be the year that I make this course. And eventually I realized I should kind of split it into three tiers. So there's the main course, which is Successful Podcasting, which is everything about starting a podcast, making it, coming up with content, like figuring out who you're making it for, growing your audience, doing all that kind of stuff. But then there's also two other sections, and these are going to be sold as standalone courses as well if you just want to buy them. There's going to be a course about podcasting with Logic Pro X, which is the audio program that a lot of people use on the Apple platform. So if you have a MacBook, you can get Logic Pro X for $200. It's a really sweet, like, recording, editing, and mixing and mastering app. It's almost like a studio in a laptop.
Gotcha.
But that's what I've been using to produce podcasts, And it's a great program for producing and editing podcasts, but it's really complicated. And it can take you a long time to figure out if you don't know what you're doing. So I wanted to write a tutorial specifically for podcasters who are interested in using Logic Pro 10 to record and edit their podcasts. So that's going to be a course that's like 45 relatively short video lessons, but just like everything you need to know and not the stuff that you don't need to know.
Gotcha.
So like I've learned all the tricks. I've learned all the shortcuts. I've learned exactly what I need, like what I need to teach everybody to be able to record a podcast that sounds great, get it edited and get it out and not spend a ton of time on it. And then I also recorded a little course called GarageBand for podcasters, or Podcasting with GarageBand. I always get the two confused. Either way, I recorded a course about how to get started with podcasting using GarageBand, because that's a simple option. It's actually a free program now, GarageBand is. I'm sure a lot of your listeners probably heard of this. So I just wanted to put together something relatively short and simple for people who are like, you know what, I want to try this podcasting thing. I don't have a ton of money to spend. I don't want to invest a bunch of time. I just want to maybe like record a track or an interview and then post it up on iTunes and stuff. So I made a course about podcasting with GarageBand. So those are almost done, man. Like I've got everything recorded, all the videos edited, got everything set up on the website. We're just putting the finishing touches on it. We're shooting for a July 1st launch.
Okay. July 1st.
So, yeah. Awesome. So, and that'll all be at successfulpodcasting.com.
Awesome, dude. Awesome.
Yeah. It was so much work, but it's really cool that it's like recording and releasing like three different albums at the same time.
It literally is.
It's like so much work, but when you're done, you feel super, super good about it.
Yeah, man. It's going to do well. I already know. It's going to do well, man.
Thanks, man.
It's going to do well. All right. So to kick it off, the last question, your advice. What advice would Aaron have for either a musician or someone who's getting into podcasting, seeing that that's your main focus right now?
Yeah, dude, I see them as very similar, actually. Right. So making music and making a podcast is almost the same thing. You're creating something. You're sharing something inside of you. You're making it a lot of times for yourself, but then you're also making it so other people can enjoy it and experience it. So you want to have this like shared community type experience where you put something out into the world and other people check it out and listen to it, give you feedback on it. I do think they're very, very similar. And I will say something I've been thinking about a lot lately is how much we stop ourselves, hold ourselves back from making stuff. So like I didn't make a course for the long time because I in my mind I thought it had to be perfect. I thought it had to be as good as this band or that band or this dude who's doing a podcast or that dude who's doing a course. I had all these heroes that I looked up to, and I was like, man, I don't know if anyone in your audience knows who Between the Buried and Me is, but they're this like progressive metal band that is super insanely complicated. Like they write these crazy, crazy songs. I was like, you know what? If I can't play drums that well, I shouldn't play drums at all. Like I'm such a poser. Like I'm such a fake. Like I barely know how to play. Like we hold ourselves back, and it doesn't matter. Like if you truly want to create something, if you want to get somewhere great, you have to start just doing what you can do right now, whether that's picking up your phone and recording a podcast with the voice memo app on your phone. You can totally do it that way. You can write on a notebook. You can write on your phone and post it to a website. Like anything where you think like this isn't going to be good enough yet, I don't know. I think it just really, really holds us back. So push through that stuff and just do whatever you can right now. I mean, seriously, do what you can right now. It does not matter if you have the nicest gear. You don't need better gear to get started. There's nothing wrong with upgrading your gear or upgrading your computer or upgrading whatever you have, your drums, you know, but you got to just start right now. You got to get started right now. And then also realize that it's a really long game. Like if you're an 18-year-old musician right now, you might see people that are like 18, 19 making it big. You might see those people. What you're not going to see is all the people who don't and who work for 20 years and then eventually get to the place where they want to be when they're 40. And you don't know what's going to happen to you. And if you sit there and you think like, okay, if something doesn't happen to me tomorrow, then I'm out, then you're going to lose. Like you have to stick with stuff long term, and it takes daily practice, daily work. Like you spend an hour on it every single day, and you'll get better over 5 years. If you just sit there thinking about how you're not where you want to be, then in 5 years, you're going to be exactly where you were. So it takes that daily work, and it also takes that playing that long game and realizing, like, you know what? I'm going to be in this for as long as it takes, no matter what it takes, regardless of whether or not I see any kind of instant success or any success at all. Because I guarantee you, if you focus on doing the work and less about how you're not where you want to be, you'll get places. Then you're going to wake up one day and just be like, well, this is weird. The steps happen slowly, right? The change happens slowly. Just like you can't get buff overnight, or you can't like gain a bunch of weight overnight. It takes years.
Right. So Especially if you want to do it the right way.
Yeah, if you want to do it the right way, man. And then try to set yourself up for success, you know, like define success for yourself. You know, be careful getting around people who put too much money on, you know, getting laid or partying or smoking or you know, doing drugs, like all that kind of stuff. I've done and been in all those situations, and I'm not saying that, like, I'm not looking down on it. I'm not saying like, oh, those are crappy people or whatever. That's their choice. Like, that's their life. But just be careful, because it may not be the kind of life that you want, and it may not be as glamorous as those people say or try to pretend that it is. And you don't have to participate in that if you don't want to. If it's about the music, make it be about the music. Like, you don't have to be a great musician to be a great partier. But just decide, like, do you want to be great at partying, or do you want to be great at making music? And what do you want to do, you know, for the long term? I personally like to take care of myself, because I want to be playing till I'm like 80, till I physically can't hold a stick anymore, and I want to play as long as I can. So, yeah, just play that long game. Think about the kind of life you want to have, and then work for it. It's not going to be easy, but hang in there.
Awesome, dude. Awesome.
Yeah, man, and I hope that helps.
I mean, to me, that's the recipe. That is the recipe, and I think the whole long game thing is key too. A lot of people think that, you know, it's going to happen so quick, but
or that somebody else will like swoop in and give it to you, you know?
Right. Which is true, and really just really takes a lot of work, and sometimes it's tough, but it's very important to get into what you want to get into on top of it too.
Yeah. Man, there's so much more we could say on that, but
yeah.
I feel like that'll do for now.
Yes. Well, dude, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
You can learn more about Aaron and his course at thepodcastdude.com. You can also keep in touch with me at dpcreates.com. Blessings.